This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, broadcasting live from the Brat Bowl at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. The Brat Bowl is brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaru.com. And by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Let's get back to Andy Herman and Kevin Holden, live from the Brat Stop on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I have a call to action for all of you. There are more Bears fans right now here than Packers fans, so that needs to stop. Like right now, you guys got to get out here, bring a toy. It's for a great cause. Joined again by Kevin Holden, super excited about that. Also, reminder, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is standing over me right now making sure that I say this, that the Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is coming up from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. He said I wouldn't get my brat if I did not say that, so make sure to be tuning in at that time as well. And of course, Green Bay and Chicago renew their rivalry this Sunday at noon. After the game goes final, make the switch to the Green Bay football post-game show driven by Young Express with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan. And right now, Kevin and I are excited to be joined by Carmen Vitale, making her Pack-A-Day radio show debut. I am blessed enough to be talking to her for a second time this week. She joined me on Pack-A-Day just yesterday. She's an NFL reporter for Fox Sports and host of Fox Sports Radio. You can find her on social media at Carmy V. Carmen, my friend, how the heck are you doing?
Hi, Andy. So good. How are you?
I am fantastic. You are in enemy territory, maybe not for you, but for us. You are in Chicago right now, correct?
I sure am. I am headed to the game on Sunday and trying to get the temperature right now of what it's like here.
Yeah, a little bit different from where you're usually from, correct?
Yeah. Usually I'm in L.A. I split my time between Chicago and L.A. and go back and forth, but couldn't miss this game.
All right, well, I want to start, obviously, from a Packers side of things. We'll get to all of the, you know, everything's, I know, going just smooth in Chicago right now, so we'll get to that in just a moment. But before we get there, Packers obviously just had their bye week. How do you evaluate the Packers through the first half of the season so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's lacking continuity, but that's to be expected when you have Jordan Love missing the amount of time that he's missed. But I do think that you look at how Matt LaFleur kind of navigated all of that and how much he adjusted the offense to fit what Malik Willis did so well. And, like, that's the reason that the Packers ended up surviving those games and winning those games with Malik Willis starting, given the fact that you've got a coach that can make adjustments sometimes in the middle of a game, which we've seen happen this season already. And that is such an asset to this Packers' success overall, and it's what's kept them going, and it has them in this position where I really do think that after the bye week, hopefully things have settled down injury-wise, and Jordan Love can be healthy for the rest of the season, and then you can really get the continuity going. But up until this point, I mean, they are one of the best teams in the NFC. I don't know if anybody can really contend with the Lions for the division crown, but I fully expect the Packers to be playing football well into January.
Yeah, Carmen, the continuity theme is happening on both sides of the state line as the Bears have the new offensive coordinator, Thomas Brown, a change made in midseason, a change made with the idea of trying to help a rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams do something. What could Thomas Brown do to change things, not just for the offense, but for this quarterback? Because obviously Caleb is going to be learning on the fly. No matter the offensive coordinator, he's going to be making his mistakes on game days.
Yeah, I think it's important to really kind of hammer home that Caleb Williams has only played a half a season of professional football, and it's been kind of this bell curve, right? It started out, looked ugly, got better the three games before the bye. They went on that win streak, and then after the bye, it looked like they were back to square one. Everything has been so discombobulated. There's been a regression. The game against Washington and the Fail Mary just really snowballed, which I think we were all kind of worried about, or just in general, like that was one of the narratives was, hey, this is something that could snowball and be really bad for your team if you're not really a well-coached team that has the belief in itself and all this other stuff. And you saw things kind of unravel after that, and now everything is bad. They made one of the most drastic changes they ever have in season. This is the first time they fired an offensive coordinator in season. And now you have to see, all right, this is the playbook. The playbook cannot change because that's what's been installed in training camp. But playbooks are hundreds and hundreds of plays. So now it's up to Thomas Brown to pare it down for the game plan each week. And can he do that better than his predecessor? Can he call a game better than his predecessor, not just calling plays or being reactionary? Can he find ways to help Caleb Williams with the offensive line that is dealing with so many different injuries? Can he get him in rhythm? Can he get the ball to his playmakers? Can Thomas Brown figure out ways to make sure that Caleb Williams is protecting the pocket but also getting rid of the ball faster? I do think that there is an opportunity to do it, and this is the second time in a row this has happened to Thomas Brown. He took over play calling duties in Carolina when Frank Wright got fired last year. So he's working within some constraints. It's still going to be really tough. But there are some things that he can kind of maneuver, and especially if he's got the team behind him, which clearly Shane Waldron did not, that could lead to some crazy weird things come Sunday.
Carmen, I want to go back actually to 2023 at Green Bay Packers. They were 2-5 last year. They had lost four consecutive games. There were questions at the trade deadline if Jordan Love was going to be able to be the quarterback in Green Bay. They trade away Rasul Douglas, and the season did not look great. Now, I will readily admit, it did not even seem remotely close to the drama and maybe the dysfunction that's going on to some extent in Chicago right now. But Green Bay was looking at a pretty ugly situation right in the face. I don't know that I could have told you, especially we were looking at last year of like, oh, they've got this tough stretch coming up against, you know, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, the Lions on the road, Kansas City at home. And Green Bay really found a way to rally that season. They beat the Rams, albeit with Brett Rippon. They lost to the Steelers, and then they went on that win streak and, of course, get to the playoffs and even pick up a win against Dallas in the playoffs. Now, I am not going as far as to say I think Chicago can go on a similar sort of run. But what I want to ask you is there any world in which you could see any sort of similar story for Chicago when it looks kind of at its bleakest and you're wondering what's going on with the quarterback, that they could potentially turn a corner and maybe not go on this crazy win streak or make the playoffs or anything like that, but just see signs of hope or signs of...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life the remainder of the season.
I do think that's possible because I think right now the expectations, or at least the hope for the rest of the season, really need to ride individually on Caleb Williams. Can you see, you know, him developing? Can you see the flashes that you saw? I mean, you saw so many flashes out of Jordan Love early in the season last year for Green Bay that it made you think, all right, you know what, when he settles in, when he gets the timing down with his receivers, because he's got a ton of them, when he really grasps this offense, like, you could see it click. And it did. That's what happened with Jordan Love, because you saw those flashes. We saw some of those flashes, too, with Caleb Williams during that three-game win streak, albeit against kind of lesser opponents. But can you get him back to what he looked like there, even as he goes against this absolute gauntlet that the Bears have down the stretch? I think what you really need to see, or you really need to hold out hope for if you're a Bears fan, it is Caleb Williams improving? Is he the guy? Are you going to be able to develop him in the way that you have not been able to with your past, I don't know, 100 years? I was going to say the past two guys that you got in the first round, but like, this is not something this franchise has been able to do. So that is what I kind of hone in on. And again, it might not result in wins. It's not going to result likely in the postseason. But if you can figure out that Caleb Williams is developing and looks good and looks like the future of this franchise, that is more than enough. That was the expectations I had for this season with Chicago. I did not have postseason expectations for them. I wanted to caution against having any sort of expectations that hinged on wins or losses, because there was so much new on this team. All I wanted to see was that they made tangible improvements and that Caleb Williams was being developed. That's all you want to see. And that is still possible for the Chicago Bears down the stretch, even with all of the NFC North teams ahead of them.
For the Packers, it's a different world coming into the game, just because of the way the schedule fell with the bye week, and there are obvious benefits to having a week off, because you have guys that are banged up get healthier, you have guys that are hurt that can heal a little bit. But beyond that, beyond the injury part, what side of the ball do you think benefits more from having that time away for this Packers team? Is it an offense with Jordan Love sort of shedding those issues with injuries and so on from the first half? Or is it a defense that's had a half season now with Jeff Hafley and is looking to take a step forward and become the defense that their talent tells us they can be?
Yeah, why not both? I do think that there's obviously, with the offense, you really just need to see that continuity, and that's just going to come with time and reps and all of that kind of stuff now that Jordan Love is healthy. So I'm not necessarily worried about that side of the ball. And like I talked about earlier, Matt LaFleur is one of the best at making adjustments. He's one of the best at self-scouting, too. So that's what he's been doing over this bye week, and I fully expect this to look more cohesive with Jordan Love in the lineup and all of that, and look more towards the tail end of last year offensively. But defensively, I think the same can be said. You have the first part of the season, the first half of the season, under a brand new scheme. I know Andy and I talked about this kind of at length, where you did have a scheme change in Green Bay for the first time in 15 years. You went from a 3-4 defense to a 4-3. And while defenses and schemes are more fluid than they've ever been, you still have to kind of adjust things when it comes to personnel. And that's what you saw with Preston Smith, and why the team was okay with letting him go, because he is absolutely, his skill set, his build, all of that is more built for a 3-4 outside backer rather than a 4-3 D-end. And that's just where he's better suited. So instead of trying to kind of fit a square peg in a round hole, is that the saying? Now you kind of have figured out your personnel, if you're Jeff Hafley, and how they fit into this scheme, and you know, based on their skill sets and what they do well. And I do expect there to be a little bit more cohesion. We know that the Packers have not gotten the pressure up front that they've wanted to so far this season. They've been kind of bailed out by the amount of takeaways this defense has gotten, and Xavier McKinney almost single-handedly. But this is now an opportunity for Jeff Hafley to kind of reset and retool. And going forward now, I expect this defense to work like better together when you're talking about all three levels of the defense. And I do expect there to be more pressure that we see from these guys, especially up front, and especially without blitzing. You know, you should be able to get pressure with four and force opposing quarterbacks into some of those errant throws that you know that your secondary can take advantage of. So really excited to see what this defense looks like down the stretch.
We're being joined We're being joined right now by Carmen Vitale, NFL reporter extraordinaire for Fox Sports and host of the Fox Sports Radio. Carmen, I want to go back to that pressure you're mentioning. One of the things that the Bears have struggled with has obviously been giving up those pressures. That's partly been due to the offensive line, partly been due to the injuries along the offensive line, but also partly due to Caleb Williams holding the ball. I'd love to hear your evaluation of Caleb Williams so far in the season, and B, is there a part of this? It felt to me, and maybe I was guilty of this, of like feeling like Caleb Williams is going to be able to come in and be a plug-and-play starter for Chicago and just come in and maybe fix a lot of the ailments that were going on previously. Did Chicago maybe take a little bit of that for granted, where they felt that they could just plug him into the lineup and things were going to be much better? Or did they take the approach that they needed to really develop him in the first half of the season? Because it hasn't gone according to plan so far either way.
No, and I think it's very interesting because obviously there are comparisons with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, who's taken number two overall to Washington. I think there's no question that Jaden Daniels was going to a worse situation or a worse roster. There was so much turnover in Washington. They have the new coach. He's got, a new coordinator and not as much talent as the Bears team did. So I think combined with the fact that the Bears had so much talent on top of Caleb Williams being such a highly touted prospect, the Bears absolutely gave him this kind of baptism by fire. They gave him the entire playbook. They gave him full reign of all of the checks at the line and being able to make those pre-snap decisions. And it doesn't feel like they really held anything back. Whereas you contrast that with how Washington handled Jaden Daniels and how Cliff Kingsbury handled Jaden Daniels in the offense. In the beginning of the season, that offense operated very conservatively. This was a guy, Jaden Daniels was a guy that he had like the fifth shortest average depth of target or fourth shortest average depth of target of any quarterback in the league. And he was just kind of getting his confidence up and doing those high probability throws and high completion percentage throws. And it got his confidence up, and he was able to ease kind of in so that, the first 4 weeks, sure, he was a little bit more conservative, but then after that, Cliff Kingsbury trusted him more. He trusted himself more, and now you see him just, lobbing the ball down the field. He trusts his receivers. He's got that relationship with them, and he was able to develop while kind of easing in and playing with house money, too, because there was nothing really expected of Washington. You contrast that with what Caleb Williams had to do in Chicago. All the weight of the entire city's expectations was on his shoulders, which is not something you really do about, but, there was so much hype around him because of the fact that the Bears had all of the talent in the world. And so, this needed to work right away. And so they gave him the keys to the Ferrari right away. I mean, they gave a 16-year-old the keys to a Ferrari. And you kind of saw him come out the other side before the bye week. And then I don't really know what happened on the bye. I don't know if they didn't do enough self-scouting. Maybe they did too much and they changed too much on him. But there was no sort of rhythm coming out of that. And now he does look like he's hesitating so much. You can see it in the pocket. He's not even making, the reads that he wants to, the decisions he wants to. The ball's coming out late. There's just no rhythm. There's no confidence there. And I really hope that that's what changes under Thomas Brown, is you help him out and you kind of rein it in a little bit and get his confidence back up.
Carmen, I want to go to something that we talked about in the first segment, the opening segment of the show, with the Packers and their ground game. Josh Jacobs, that value is pretty clear, but the Packers hope to have multiple options in that run game as the season goes along, just because of the grind of the season, that sort of thing. How important is Marshawn Lloyd to this offense, and how big can he be at the peak of what he's capable of in this season in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to round out your offense as much as possible, and you want to have that change up back. That's the funny part about the Bears, is you have two backs like DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson, who have kind of different skill sets, and you can kind of interchange them on certain downs and distances and stuff like that if you can figure out how that works. So I think that there's an opportunity for the Green Bay Packers to do that as well and not have to solely rely on Josh Jacobs, as good of a three-down back as he is. There's always going to be a benefit to having a rotation in the offensive backfield, and especially when you consider that Jordan Love is coming back from injury and you want him to be able to rely on a ground game and not have to get everything done through the air. I can't say enough about how much more Marshawn Lloyd could round out an offense that already has so many options too. Defenses can only account for so many. And right now the Packers are presenting more than defenses can handle, and Marshawn Lloyd is going to factor into that too. So you really can't sell out on either phase of the offense.
I'm really excited to see what he could potentially bring to the table. Again, we're joined by Carmi Vitale, NFL reporter for Fox Sports. You can find her on social media at Carmi V. All right, Carmen, as we wrap up, what are your sort of keys to the game and your final prediction for this one?
Yeah, I'm going to be, like I said, very interested to see how many more things the Packers figured out up front defensively to see if they can get pressure, because they're going to have an opportunity to do that against a Bears offensive line that is still reeling with injuries. I believe Tevin Jenkins hasn't practiced all week. I don't know if he practiced today. The report isn't out yet for Friday. He's the best one that you have along that offensive line right now. So I think that really is going to be where a lot is won and lost, because if the Packers can indeed get pressure, like I think they're going to be able to down the stretch, and the Bears give up and that pressure, and they don't make Caleb Williams feel safe and protected, and he's not able to get the ball out when he needs to, that's going to spell, you know, just so many issues, and the same issues we've seen from Chicago over the past three games. I really do think that's kind of where this game comes down to. And then if the Bears defense can get any pressure on Jordan Love, that's going to be interesting too, because they've kind of stalled in takeaways, especially not having Jaquan Brisker for the last month or so, or over that at this point. He's headed to IR with the concussion symptoms, which you hope that he's healthy, because he brought so much to this defense in Chicago. So can they get back onto that turnover or that takeaway train that they were on earlier in the season? I think they're still third in takeaways, but it's definitely kind of tapered off since Jaquan Brisker's been out. So those two things I'm going to be watching pretty closely to see how this game ends up going. I think that those two matchups can really kind of sway the outcome.
Do you have a final prediction?
Oh, I hate doing predictions. You know that,
I know.
Andy.
I know. That's why I had to ask.
I mean, I do still. I'm like, barring any sort of like this league or crazy, you know, changes happened and like, you know, NFL craziness, I still do think that the Packers have the edge pretty much across the board. I don't think that their ownership over Soldier Field ends Sunday. I'm going to go 34-17 Packers.
All right. So the Bears, the Bears touchdown streak of not scoring touchdowns is going to end at least. That's like the one upside.
Yes, I think there's going to be a little bit of improvement there.
All right, deal. We'll take that from a Green Bay side of things as well. We'll give them a couple touchdowns, but we'll definitely take the W in the end. Carmi, you're the absolute best. What's the best way to find all of your incredible work?
Yeah, just go to Carmi V on all of the social media channels. I am on Twitter, Instagram, and now Blue Sky. So go check it out there.
Yeah, make sure to follow her. That's Carmiev. She's the absolute best. When we come back, we'll be going to the phone, so get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250. This is the Packaday Radio Show, live from the Broad Stop in Kenosha and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.